Thank you. The recordings are started. All lines are open. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 30th of August. And on the line, we have Rafik Danak, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdonor, Cintra Sukanen. John Ramantan is on the Adobe Connect with us. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc, Avery Doria, Krista Papik, Ibn Ladovich, and Alan Greenberg. For staff, we have Seth Green, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Glenn DeSangeri. We have apologies from Tijani Benjama, from Alex Kukuru, from Carlos Aguirre, as well as from Carla, who is traveling today. May I remind you all, please, to say your name before you speak for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Rafik, I believe it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn, for the... for that. So, okay, sorry, I have some problems to access the Adobe Connect, so I cannot see if people raise their hand or not. And so for the agenda, I think that you have it already. I sent it, I think, yesterday with the latest version of the report draft. So before starting, I want to remind people if they have any update in their DOI and ISWA, to send that to Glenn. Okay, so, I want to give some update. I think that Alan was more quick than me, and he sent about that Genasoft Council conf call was postponed for 2 weeks, which means that instead of 8th of September, it will be in the 22nd of September, and which means that the motion for the needed for the report should be sent at
the 14th of September, Rafik.
Thank you for the reminder again. 14th of September. I want to say that doesn't mean that we should submit the report at the 14th, but a few days before it will be more appropriate and suitable, because even we are planning to organize a webinar to provide needed information to all stakeholder groups and ICANN community about the work done in our report. There may be some discussion with the stakeholder groups, and there is no insurance or guarantee that some Genasoft Council can ask to defer the motion for approval. So we should give time for stakeholder groups and the councillor who represent them and the council to have time to discuss and debate about the report. So. Maybe if we can agree about our deadline in that matter, so we can finish the report and send it in a suitable time that, to guarantee that it can be approved by the Genasoft and also by the ALAC. But ALAC, it sounds more flexible in that matter. So I will be happy to get your feedback on that. So I cannot see if someone but raised.
Oh, it's Alan. I have my hand up.
Alan has his hand up, Rafik.
Okay, Alan.
And Seth after Alan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, before I start, Rafik, you're very, very difficult to hear. If you can talk closer to the telephone next time or louder, it would really help. My take on it is that there is virtually no chance, this is a personal opinion, of it being approved at the meeting in September 22nd. only having the report for a week, I think there's very little chance the stakeholder groups will be able to approve it. That does mean if it's postponed, it will come up for a formal vote at the October 6th meeting. I think, Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's when it is, which is sufficient time to, for the board to act on it in Dakar. It's only 2 days past the publication deadline, and it's certainly enough time for it to act. If we don't have the report in time for the September 14th cutoff date, I think there's virtually no chance, and that goes that goes for the ALAC also. So I think we have no choice. The earlier we can do it prior to that, the better. I have a question, though. If we were talking about a webinar, and a number of people in the GNSO said it's really important to get a webinar up as soon as or hold it as soon as possible after the report is out and prior to the GNSO meeting, which is on the 22nd, so or 20-somethings. So the question is, how are our plans going on that? Those things don't happen overnight, and I presume it's not scheduled yet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Okay, I will try to speak more loud. I am really close to the phone. I am using another one, so... that was what I was trying to say, that the 14th doesn't mean that it's a deadline for us to submit the report. We should submit more earlier so that we can provide enough time for stakeholder groups to discuss. So that's why maybe it means that we are not going to submit today, but we will have few days more so we can do review and refine our report, but I don't think that we should take 2 weeks for that. Mm-hmm. Maybe 1 week can be enough, 10 days it can be the maximum that we can take. The deferral of the approval from the 22nd September to 6th October is not just the approval of GNSO and ALAC which matter, but also that we give enough time for the ICANN staff to submit implementation so the board can take action in Dakar meeting. So we are trying to provide recommendation, but it's really critical that those recommendation to be implemented in time before the beginning, the launch of the new GTLD program in January. About the webinar updates, Carla is working on that. We have already some, the planning for that, and who...
Including content.
Yes, and also suggesting maybe who can be the speaker and how we will manage that. So I think we can give more details when we are going to finish the report. So the problem that working on the report at the same time of the webinar cannot be easy to handle for the working group members, but that effort for preparing webinar already started. Sorry, someone was laughing or something.
Seth had his hand up, Rafiq. I'll call for you.
Okay, thank you. Seth, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to point out, I believe you were not on the call yet when we were discussing the fact that something's gone wrong with the Adobe Connect room today. So the text, instead of where it had been placed in the pod as usual, we're asking people to simply go to the links that have been put in the chat room, either to the wiki page that contains all of the text to be reviewed today and or to the actual current draft that's also on the Jazz Wiki. They'll be able to find all the text for review there. The sections to be reviewed are also listed in the chat section, so perhaps we could help you with that, Rafiq, since you can't see the Adobe Connect room. Thank you.
Thank you, Seth. Okay. Any further question on that on this topic? Okay, I think we can go now more into the substantive item. But just, I think, another remind. So we need to have a fixed deadline and then to schedule the next the agenda of next calls regarding that. I think I will work with Carlton on that matter. So let's go to the next item.
Now we are just looking at the new introduction, Rafiq, and pages 4 and 5 of the current draft.
Okay. Krista has her hand up.
Yes.
Krista, please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Rafiq and everyone. I just want to stress the importance of making sure that we are hitting these deadlines and, you know, setting ourselves up for the best possible chance of the GNSO having the time and the ALAC having the time that they need to review this report in time to vote on it as quickly as they can, which then enables the board. So that's the first thing. And you know, I appreciate what you're saying, Rafiq, about we need to set up some deadlines for ourselves as to when we need to execute on these things and have our final versions and our, you know, second to final versions ready of the report. And then secondly, it's great to hear that Carla's working on the webinar. I think I think it's also important to have some dates set up for that, or dates for when she intends to have that set up, so that we are managing to something, because it's, everybody is so busy and so easy for these things to slip if we haven't even, you know, set up a target. So I hate to see all of this hard work not, you know, get voted on in the times that it needs to, and the further we push those deadlines, the more we reduce our chances for getting that done.
Thank you, Krista. I think your remarks are noted, and thank you for the support. So I guess maybe we can, because it's about more process, so we can continue that discussion about the deadline and the mailing list. We have today, I think, 1.5 hours. For this call, so we are keeping with the previous agenda, and then we'll update it with a new deadline for submitting the report. Okay, so let's go to the introduction. Yeah, I think someone has a problem with Skype. We'll continue with the introduction. If there is any comment, so Seth and Rob can take that feedback and do some to update the report. Alan, please go ahead.
Thank you. I made some comments in the version I submitted yesterday on this. In assuming we're doing the whole section, not paragraph by paragraph, then in paragraph number 4, it currently reads as if this report is only highlighting the differences between it and the milestones, and I think it's important to make clear that this report stands on its own, and I suggested some words that would do that, you know, something like, although this report does not rely on previous versions, those from readers familiar will see. Because we don't want people to get the impression they have to go back and read those milestone reports. That would kill it in terms of people actually looking at this. And on a minor typographical issue, interim reports, either both words should be capitalized or not capitalized, but consistently. And in section number 6, it says the recommendations made in this final report represent consensus. I think our practice is we should be identifying that it's full consensus, except where otherwise noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I think we agree, for the consensus, we agreed about the same standard. So maybe that needs to be checked.
You're very faint, Rafiq.
I'd say that we agreed about that standard regarding the consensus, full consensus, etc. And I think even that said sent, I'm not sure it's said or Kada sent a remind about that a few weeks ago. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick point on number four. In fact, I didn't send in, but I attached to the place where they said to put comments, a commented version. But on four, what we might want to do or might be worth doing is having an appendix that briefly lists the recommendations from the previous MRs. I know they're repeated in here. I know it stands on its own, but I think it might be important to have them bullet-style listed without all the explanation in like an appendix or an attachment. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. I find this it's really good idea so that people can compare what was done in the first milestone report, the second milestone report, and this final report. Okay. Any further comment about the introduction? Ted, do you have any question for working group members?
Thank you, Rafiq. No, I've gotten that and have no other questions. Thank you.
Thanks. Just to check so if it's okay so we can move to the...
Rafiq, when you say introduction, which paragraphs are you talking about?
Paragraphs, up to paragraph 7.
Okay, because technically 8 is still introduction.
Yeah.
It's a smaller... The title is a smaller font, so I assume it's still introduction.
No, Alan, this is... Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. I was just going to say that if that's true, Alan, then it's my error. Sorry. The second section of the report should be offered from the first one.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Then, as long as we're clear.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can move to the next. It's just the next page. It's about that support should be offered from the first round. Page 5. Okay. Any comment?
Yeah, it's Alan. There is a number of typographical comments that I put in the notes in my notes. Not necessary to discuss them here. With the exception of in section number 16, there's an XXX that has to be replaced, and I'm not quite sure what it was, so I'm not sure if that's typo or content.
Avery? Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Avery. I think the 16, wouldn't that be a 2002? Wouldn't that be the date we were going to? I had a question on 15. We say of the current 21 new GTLDs, did we mean to say existing GTLDs there?
I hope so.
Thanks. That's all I had.
Okay.
It's Alan again, and 16, if it's 2002, that's not an initial round. I don't think we want to confuse. I would simply put in the 2002 round or whatever the date is.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It wouldn't have been the initial round if it's 2002.
We're already confusing people enough with rounds.
Yeah. Okay. That should be updated.
Avery still has her hand up.
Avery, are you sure?
No,
okay.
He's down.
Okay. So, I guess. Oh, that's good. I think we are progressing. If there is no any more any further comment about that page 5, we can go to the frequently asking questions in page 41. Okay. Any comment? So,
for those of you following it, it starts at paragraph 96 of the current draft.
And yeah, in the page 41.
41, paragraph 96.
Okay. Robert? Yeah?
Thank you, Rafiq. It's great when you can see the hands going up. Thank you. Two general questions, I think, first on this section. One is, this was sort of a cobbled together section that Seth, I think, and I encountered when we came on board. The overall question would be, A, do you all still want an FAQ section, and do you find that valuable? And two, while we kept the current paragraph numbering just continuing into this section, it could also itself be a separate appendix as well. That's entirely up to you all in terms of document structure and what value you think there is for these specific questions. And then finally, whether you think that there should be additional questions that are not on here. These are just the ones that were inherited from the previous draft. There could be more that you all think need to be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Okay. Rob, you want to make a further comment?
No, I think he forgot to put his hand down.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, it's Alan. In answer to that question, I would prefer an appendix, if at all.
Alan, what do you mean that you want to keep?
Rob asked whether it should be, if it's to be kept, should it be kept? And if so, should it be in the body of the text or an appendix? And I'm suggesting that if it is kept, and don't feel strongly about it, it should be an appendix, not the body of the text.
Okay. Avery? And then Carlton. Avery, please go ahead.
On the notion of keeping it, it was put in the original, in the first milestone report, because there were a lot of questions that weren't answered yet. I think by this point, and they were going to be worked on, et cetera, I think by this point, most things should be answered in the body of the text. And if not, either maybe we've decided that that's not important anymore, or we've decided, somehow different. So I'm not so sure that it's even needed anymore. And I do have a specific comment about 107, paragraph 107 when we get there. I don't know if I should do that now or later, but that's it for me.
Yes, Avery, you can make comments. About appendix, my feeling that nobody reads them, or really few people do such effort to read them. So in any kind of report, it's just maybe the only purpose of appendix to make the report more long than expected. Carlton, please go ahead.
My feeling is that it really is not necessary anymore. It ought to be excised. I don't even think it belongs in an appendix. But I stand to be advised by the members.
Avery, you want to
Two reasons I left my hand up when I went about to take it down, and I do miss the good old days when the staff took our hands down for us when we were done. Two things. One, I think appendices are often important, even if people don't read them, because that's where you put factual lists of stuff, historical information, extended references, other discussions. And I was keeping my hand up also, because if we were going to keep this in, then we were going to talk about paragraph 107, and then I would have had an opinion. I can take my hand down now, though.
Thank you, Avery. Okay, four questions that we replied, I think. That's just I am speaking on capacity. Yeah, we can keep them in the body, so we answered some questions, and we are going to answer more, I think, with the webinar, and also we have that public comment that we didn't answer yet to those comments made from the community. Alan, you want to...
Thank you. If we're going to keep them and that decision seems to now have been made, then they need to be gone through carefully to make sure that they don't conflict. Because they're so the wording is so old, we need to make sure they don't conflict with what we're saying elsewhere, and that the question and answer are still phrased appropriately given the context. Thank you.
So, Alan, you suggest that we to update them and to review them, to update them, to so to avoid any conflict and to make them consistent with...
Yeah. Rafiq, to be clear, when I've done my review, I haven't looked at them. I'm not sure anyone has. That's
okay, so now as we are working, I think that the extent time can we can have that extension that can help us to review them and to make sure that there is no any conflict. Okay, we have Avery and Seth. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, did anybody speak in favor of keeping the fact that we've decided to keep it? I thought almost everyone that spoke in one way or another said, nah, take them out. No, we don't need them. No, they don't even need to be an appendix, so I think appendices are worth having. So I'm not sure why we've decided to keep it when no one has spoken in favor of keeping it. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. I think if we want to keep them, either in the appendix or in the body, they need to be reviewed and updated. But if there is a strong opposition that to keep them, so we can drop that. Okay, Seth, you wanted to ask a question?
Thank you, Rafiq. I've actually taken my hand down. I was simply going to, along the lines of Avery's comment, I was just going to ask what the final decision regarding them is. Hello? Is anyone...
Yeah, Rafiq dropped off the call. Carlton, can you take over? It's Alan speaking.
Oh, okay, Rafiq, until they get back to Rafiq. So we hear the question was, do we keep these FAQs? And from what I'm hearing, there certainly is a preponderance that says we keep them as an appendix. Now, even if it's an appendix, the statement made by Avery and supported by Alan is definitely required. That means we'll have to go through each of these to ensure that they are still relevant and they are still correctly worded. So,
it's Alan. Avery's asking in the chat what preponderance. I believe Evan is the only one to have expressed a strong desire to keep them at this point. Evan's lost a lot of weight in the last number of months, so I'm not sure he's a preponderance by himself.
I represent that remark.
You should feel good about it.
Okay, so
Elton, can I talk to this?
Yes, Evan. I was just going to ask you to air it a little bit so we can make a decision.
Okay, this is Evan for the record. I like the idea of having some kind of an existing FAQ. However, I would go along with Avery and Alan that perhaps it doesn't need to be part of this document. So what I'm going to suggest, because it slows the whole process down, obviously, in the time that it takes to go through. So perhaps we should drop the FAQ from this file, but keep it under consideration as a separate background document that doesn't necessarily have to go through the same vetting process, but can be used to assist people that are having problems understanding everything behind the document.
Avery just seems to say yes to that. Alan, you have your hand up, sir.
Yeah, I'll just point out that probably somebody with a good background in this whole process should read through it and see is there any of those that really need to still be somewhere. As I said, I haven't done it recently. Cheryl says she hasn't. I don't know if Avery has. Somebody with some reasonable history needs to read through it and make sure we're not losing something important in one of them. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We're getting to a middle ground here. The idea that's been proposed now by Evan is that we excise it from this text itself, but we review them and with the hopes that we put them as some kind of separate supporting document to this. I think it would meet all of our objectives if we go that way. So for the record, what we're going to do is excise the FAQs from the report text. We will work on a separate document of FAQs to be presented as a supporting document to the report. Okay. I see Olivier, Professor Doten in the chat that they'd feel at home in the appendix. So let me ask a question directly, Olivier. Would you not support having FAQs as a separate document?
Thank you, Carlton. Olivier here for the record. I just question the reason for putting it out as a separate document. Is it for archival purposes? Is it to make the report shorter? I think that the FAQ questions are valuable because they answer questions which some of the readers might ask themselves. And one thing that I hope is that a reader will not suddenly think, yes, but my question has not been answered, and they then will ask this question, in which case they will have to be pointed over to the FAQ document that might be separate from the report. That said, I don't feel particularly strongly about it, so it's really up to you. Thank you.
Okay. Avery, Evan, and then Alan.
Okay, yeah, I think to have them in the FAQ, we need to close on them today. We need to make sure we have the right questions. We need to make sure we have the right answers, and we need to do it now to make sure it can be appendix in the book. On the other hand, if that other document is a wiki page where once the doc is out, we get questions, we hear questions, we answer questions, and create an FAQ that is pertinent to the discussion that is ongoing with questions we may not be able to think of yet, I think we've got a very useful activity. Whereas at the moment it would just be a blocking activity. And so, you know, we could even make a comment perhaps, you know, you can mention somewhere that there was a FAQ at one point attached to this document, but that has been moved to a wiki to be a living document, you know, a living thing. So, but I think trying to close on it today, and especially since we've spent all this time now process talking about it as opposed to substantively in the issues, and no one has reviewed it, I think excising it is really the best we can do, and moving it to a wiki. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. I see Cheryl as supporting that, and I support it. Evan, we'll just quickly...
Carlton, I'll make it quick. I was basically going to say what Avery was going to in a slightly different format. Olivier, I totally agree that that we need to have something, but the process of creating an FAQ doesn't have to go through exactly the same kind of deadlines and vetting process that we have for the core document. So given the time constraints, I'm just suggesting that we move that thing off to a separate development process that is, as Avery very accurately said, more dynamic.
Thank you, Evan. Alan?
Yeah, agree completely. Just want to highlight one of the things I think Cheryl said in the chat, that the document in some prominent place should point to the wiki. So
yeah,
we need to set it up ahead of time. Thank you.
Yes, Alan. So that is just one small detail. It's an important detail that we could actually create a separate document, make it a living document and a wiki, and perhaps make a point, to give a point to it, set for the noting. Rafiq is back online, so I'm going to hand back over to Rafiq. Rafiq, we are now at 47, I think, page 47, levels of agreement.
Thank you, Carlton. Okay, just I was listening to people talking about, I think that questions. So we replied to, we answered the question a few months ago, and we have the this question from the public comment to answer, and it will take time, that we cannot do that now, and also we can get new questions during the webinar. So I do agree that the every idea is good and makes sense, and then as Cheryl said, we need to mention that in the clearly in the document, so maybe just explanation and text, and a link, that link shouldn't change, so to be something static, so it shouldn't be changed, and to tell people that we are trying to answer a question on the fly. So as we have a lot of feedback from the community. Seth, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. Seth Green for the record. I just am wondering what the preference is then. Should the link, I would imagine the link should be in a separate part of the appendix. Is that all right with everyone? And the second, my second question is, since we're now keeping it, would you mind turning your attention to the question at the end of paragraph 107 regarding the content of the FAQ E, letter E? Okay, so two questions, where the link would best be would best fit, and the question on 107, please, Rafiq.
Thank you, Seth. Avery? Avery, can you hear me?
Avery's probably muted.
Yes, I agree with Alan. The link should be really, really if prominent.
Sorry,
highlight.
Okay,
Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. I was babbling on. I think that there's two things. One is, since we're keeping it, but we're removing it from this document, so I don't think there's a great need to craft answers now and to do that. I think Evan was the one that called it a separate work process. On 107, I think the comment is correct. That answer is kind of a mixed answer, and is it correct? I think a new answer would need to be crafted that used the first sentence from that paragraph talking about the ability for the people doing the development to have some money, and then also what makes it sustainable. The program is the foundation and the good work, and the fact that successful SACs will be giving money back into a fund, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think it needs a different answer, but I don't think we need to do it for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. I think maybe Seth wants to make a comment. Seth?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rustic. I just didn't put my hand down. Thank you.
Okay, okay, sounds that. Avery, do you want to comment? Okay. Usually I don't lower the hand of people, so please don't forget your hand raised. Okay. So I think there is some agreement that we will have space for those questions to work on them. Not now, but as Evan said, it's kind of another process to do. And as Alain highlighted, this link should be really prominent so that people can notice it and then go to that space to find those questions. So we should avoid to have people asking the same question that we already answered. Okay, I think we can move to the next item if there is no objection. Okay, I guess that is about the appendix one and on the levels of working group agreement referred to within this report, page 47. Okay, so I guess that is an agreement about the working.
Rafiq, it's Alan. I'm not sure what we're discussing. These are standards that are documented that are come from the working group guidelines, I thought. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that they're subject to debate.
I agree that, yeah. But just, I think it's just a quick review and that's all. Boilerplate. Okay, what's this? Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Alan is essentially correct. They are, however, things change over time. I think it's important to have them here. And just a note that I realize we say unanimous and full consensus, and I am not recommending that we change it anywhere, but in a couple places we have a use of overwhelming consensus. So the only point I would make is then in one of the edit passes that our, you know, that our pen holders do, they make sure that they've looked at every use of the word consensus and that we're not using other sorts of superlatives and adjectives, but stick to the defined ones. And, you know, and as far as it being a rule in the working group stuff, it's just a guideline. So we could have defined new states and need them here. So worth having, but I don't think we did any new definitions.
If we're looking for extra work to do.
I wasn't suggesting it. I was just
saying that was Alan's snarky remark.
Right. That's something that could have happened 6 months ago when we were wasting an amazing amount of time on every process nuance.
Okay, if you want extra tasks, we can think about. but yes, I think the agreement is the discussion is not about that those terms that we use. It's just that we I think if there is agreement that we keep them as appendix, and also as Cyril pointed that we need to ensure consistency and the usage of those terms in the document. Yes, Avery?
Oh, sorry, I didn't put my hand down. But yes, we do need to keep them because standards change over time, and these are the standards used in this doc.
Yeah. Okay. So I think something quickly fixed it. So we can go to the just working group background in page 48. Adam, yeah, please go ahead.
Unless there's a link missing, but unless someone has anything substantive here, we're telling history. Hopefully, we're telling it correctly, and I don't think we need to waste time on it when there are other issues of substance that we still need to discuss.
Okay. Okay, Adam. So just we are trying this to really it's quick review of this appendix. The remaining thing in that part is just the glossary. So, and then we can back to more substantive discussion. So if there is no any objection, any comment, I think that's it.
Cheryl has her hand up.
Sheridan, yeah, please go ahead. But someone was speaking. Sheridan?
Cheryl, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
I think Cheryl has the problem with her line. The Swedish sound looks like character from Star Wars. Forget.
We could hear her, but not understand her.
All I could hear was a vague buzzing when she was speaking.
Oh, no, you could tell that there was word fluctuations in the buzzing.
Cheryl, can you speak?
Cheryl says she cannot unmute.
Okay. We can ask the... Okay, Cheryl. Okay, as you like. So, let's wait a few seconds that Cheryl can type, so... If someone have any comment in the meantime, he is welcome.
Cheryl said we should go on, that she'll type here in the chat. And Olivier said something unknown in binary.
Okay.
Does anyone have a quick translation for Olivier?
There's none. It just says, just go on.
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. Ensure that it's answered. Thanks. Ah, okay. Understood. Yeah. So to check that all the links are not dead, so they work well. Thank you, Sherid. I think there is no really further comment on this part. And then we planned, I think, this call for 1 hour and a half. So we can have, because now with this extension we can discuss more how we should plan for the next days. And to fix deadline that we need to stick to it. Yes, Alan, and yes, Avi. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Seth and Rob on areas that they believe they still need guidance. You know, as an example, in some much earlier draft, I made a bunch of comments in what is now paragraph 19. They have been echoed in this report still, as Alan Greenberg says. But there's been no discussion, and presumably since they were left in as comments, Rob and Seth don't feel comfortable making arbitrary choices on their own and fixing them, yet this is an absolutely crucial section on financial support. So I think we need input from Rob and Seth as to what areas they need help on to get this report fixed in the critical areas that we can't ignore and that are not just typographical niceties. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So you would ask that the section that you need to be refined and to have more feedback on that so we can work on that and maybe now and for next days.
Yeah, I was suggesting those simply as
an example. They may not be the only ones, but they're one where I have literally a whole screen's worth of comments when you view the document. So I think those are the important ones that we need to fix. You know, the group can say I'm full of garbage and we should just delete my comments, and that's fine. But I think we need some substantive discussion on the areas where Rob and Seth have not felt comfortable in making adjustments themselves. There may well be a lot of other areas. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Aubrey, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time doing processy stuff on what's going to happen over the next couple of days. I would think that a walkthrough of the comments, I know I did another read-through of the whole document before this meeting. I put notes near a lot of Alan's things. I uploaded my document into the wiki thing, but I also think that my comments are messed up typographically again, so they need to be looked at in some other way other than Word, but that's beside the point. So I think going through Alan's issues, as I say, I attached notes to a lot of them, and most of those notes weren't, this is just garbage, forget it, but actually it was something more substantive in response to that. So it could be worth walking through comments that people have got so that we've got another quick cleaning pass of this doc, and I did comment on other areas as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Rob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's generally the intent behind leaving those comments in. It's as Alan and Aubrey stated. These were areas that, and it wasn't just Alan and Aubrey. There are things in here from Alan B., from Andrew as well, where there were simply comments that folks had made to previous versions, sometimes after the draft had been circulated and we had comments on it, that I think do merit, particularly from our drafting standpoint, having not spent the incredible amount of time you all have had as a group, to essentially just go through. And a number of them may be just yes, no, but then others may raise some slightly more substantive issues that it would be very helpful for the working group collectively to discuss in real time. Given that you do maybe have, and I would suggest probably no more than an extra week, you probably have bought yourselves at least one, if not two or three additional calls following this timetabled schedule of two calls a week, that you could still, you know, schedule time and go through them one by one. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah. So it would be great if you you and Seth can highlight the section to be reviewed. So it would make it more easy for people, so we can have agreement, discussion, and agreement on them.
And we have done that, Rafiq. Basically, yeah. It's as Alan said. It's what I have left in is comments. I had a little hiccup with Tajani's last week, but basically, what I did was I would leave a comment in, but it looks like it's my comment now, just because of the editing process. But then I'll say AG asks or AD comments or EL, you know, contributes. So those are already flagged. If you could look at those, we have preserved them as we go through the drafting process as comments. So even in the clean version, they still show.
Yes.
So just maybe if they are not really needed, maybe just to remove this reference, so to have a document close to the final version. So just maybe just for the graphical issue, but yeah. Yes, Avery. So Avery says that to try to find this comment, and we spend the 30 next minute on them. In paragraph 19, is it possible to put this paragraph 19 in the Adobe Connect?
Do you want to start talking? This is Avid. Do you want to start talking through these things? Oh, I forgot to put my hand up.
Yes, Avid, go ahead, yeah?
Okay, hand is up. Thank you. So do we want to start? So should 19 was the first place that I found an Alan, and I did make a comment on it. So are we doing this now? I can talk on that.
You know, Aubrey, this is Rob. I'm sorry.
Or do we still want to talk about doing it? Sorry, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was immediately jumping to substance, not your process. I'll wait until the chair.
No, I want to. I just want the chair's permission to get the process, to get the substance.
If you wait, if you heard me, I said that let's. I found your suggestion good, and I thought that we should follow it. So I hope that it answered your question, so we can go ahead with that suggestion.
Okay, great. Thank you.
One quick interjection, Avery. I'm sorry, but if either you or whoever is designated could read the comment first, because I'm sure that a number of folks are operating from different operating systems and may not see it, so it would be helpful to introduce each piece with the comment as in the document.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And since I know mine got mangled a little, I was going to read my comment as well. So.
Great. If you want, I can. Yeah, if you just want to get started, that's perfect. Thanks.
Yes, Avery. We have the paragraph in the Adobe Connect, so yeah, you can go ahead and give your comments, and then we can have the discussion. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, Alan's first comment had been asking, "What are we saying here, and what suggestions are we making?" I was basically, and we're talking about B here, and I was thinking that the paragraph had become pretty much almost superfluous to list it now, since the fee reductions had been spoken of as a sufficient response to this requirement. So I was responding to Alan's question. So perhaps I should have asked Alan to speak before me. But I think we should just eliminate B, was my suggestion.
I don't need to speak. My comment speaks for itself, I think. I was simply saying that, as stated, following the reduction from 185 to 47, I don't know what it is asking for rollout of multiple IDNs. I'm not sure if it's asking if this is a bundling question veiled without the words, or if it's asking for some other discount or what. So I don't know what it's asking, and I strongly say we shouldn't have it. If people in the workgroup don't know what it means, it's not something that should be in the final report. So it either needs to be clarified or eliminated, because we don't need fuzzy things that are not understandable. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Robert, you want to comment, or your hand was raised? Rob?
No, that was the process issue. I was agreeing with Avery that we should probably read the comments first. You've done a good job on this one, and we'll just continue that with future comments. Thanks.
Thank you. Andrew, please go ahead.
I understand the confusion, I think, and I mean, this is in from the very, very beginning, and I think it's one of our kind of broad goals. My question is whether or not we're gonna put in things that are effectively a contingency, if then, right? I guess I have two questions. Number one is if there are. We've talked about the idea of fee reductions and what we're going to do if the fee reductions aren't accepted. And so that's one place that this might have some resonance, might make some sense. And the other thing is that, are there other things that we can do outside of the 47,000? I'm throwing that open. Obviously, I support the concept of bundling generally, but I'm not trying to force that on the committee. I see this as being valuable in having it, but I agree that we need to maybe make it more precise.
Well, it's Alan, if I may butt in. If you want to make it more precise, can you suggest how you want to make it more precise? Because I'm not sure what direction it should be taking, and that was why I raised the question.
I think it's a good question. Can I ponder on it a tiny bit and get back? Because I looked at you. I just saw your comment. I just saw your comment right now, I just want to think about it and either see if I can come up with some language or recommend to get rid of it. Hello.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Andrew. I think, if Alan wants to answer, but we have also Avril in the queue. Alan?
Oh, I did have an answer, and I'm trying to remember what it is now because I lost my train of thought. Let Avery go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I had put my hand up because I thought we'd be at C, but I do have a comment on what Alan just said. And the thing is, we had already spoken in another section of this document of not posing the possibility that they don't give the fee reductions. And I thought that that was a decision that had been made and language had been given, but maybe that's still an open issue, that we weren't saying to the board, maybe you do this, and if you don't feel like doing this, well, here's another suggestion for you. So from that perspective of Andrew's thing, I think, you know, we shouldn't be putting this in just as a backstop. Unless we've got a specific new fee reduction that we are recommending for multiple IDNs, it doesn't belong in a cost reduction top paragraph. So I think that's really the issue here. If there's something else that perhaps we should be doing for multiple language people, then perhaps it should be listed in the appropriate section. So, but unless we're going to come up with a new recommendation for cost reductions specifically geared, and I think this was also discussed somewhat in that GAC meeting that with that they had accepted the notion, I think, or at least some of those participants had, that the across the globe fee reductions made the special build out fee reduction a superfluous and unneeded. Thank you. And I'll get back to C when we're back to C, so I'll take my hand down and then I'll put it back up when we're ready to move on.
Thank you, Avery. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. I remember why my hand was up. It was in comment to Andrew's suggestion of we don't know if the board is going to accept our recommendation on fee reduction. The way I take it is if the board doesn't end up with a significantly reduced fee for those approved applicants, then we have failed, the GAC has failed, and so be it, the board makes the decisions. And they'll have to deal with any aftermath of that. There is a question in my mind whether the board will follow our recommendation and the GAC's recommendation and ALEC's recommendation that the $2 million not be used to fund the fee reduction. And I could see the board coming to a different answer on that than what we've recommended, but that still yields a fee reduction. So I don't think we need to worry about what if there is no reduction at all in the cost of fees and $185,000 is it and the applicants have to come up with it. I think there is almost no chance of that unless the whole thing is rejected point blank, and in which case, so be it, we've lost. But I don't think we need to look at the interim case of they accept it in principle but don't give a fee reduction. It's really an issue of where it's funded from, and therefore I don't think this section is applicable. I don't think we need to worry about it in this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Evan?
This is Evan. Alan, I would just want to turn something slightly around. If the board rejects what we are putting forward, then it is not the GAC, the ALAC, and the JES working group that has failed. It is the board that has failed the community with the bottom-up process.
I'll accept that answer.
I'm sorry. We've got to make that absolutely clear.
No, I will. Evan, I don't disagree. I'm just saying that that's a contingency that we don't need to address with the minutiae in our report.
I understand, I totally agree with not playing out a whole bunch of what-if scenarios.
Yeah.
The board, the community, has asked us for recommendations. We are giving recommendations. If the board chooses to go against that, then it's basically making a statement not only on this particular program, but on the entire bottom-up process of its creation, and I'll leave it at that.
Which is one of the reasons I thought I made it very clear that my personal position was that the business of staggered fee ought not to be included. because you're then doing on the one and on the other handing kind of business, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Let's keep on substance and not philosophy at this point. It's Alan speaking.
It's not even philosophy. It's just I vote to have that section, entire section, excised.
I haven't heard any disagreement at this point, except Andrew, who's going to think about it.
Which entire section are you talking about, Carlton?
B.
Okay. Well, let me look at Alan's comments and see if I can come up with something that would fit what we're trying to do, okay? If you don't mind putting a bookmark in it, and because I think it is important. And if I can't come up with something then that suits the group, then we'll pull it out, okay?
Okay, thanks. So, okay, so,
moving on?
Yeah, there is no comment. I'm not sure how I can conclude in this part. Yes, Avery, you have,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for that, and I have a moving on. The suggestion for that is at the moment, you know, it looks like either Andrew will come up with something that convinces everybody that it remains, or we have a paragraph where B is not excised, it is moved to the bottom, and it says there was some support for, and then, you know, what Andrew wants to frame in that, you know, alternate position. Again, it's not an effort to excise alternate viewpoints, but it's to take it out of the mainstream and say, these are the things there was consensus on, and there was also, you know, support for, strong support for, you know, at least one person argued for, you know, and then the proposition that Andrew wants to make there.
Okay. And Avery, I think that seems reasonable, and maybe I can get with you afterwards to try and explain what I'm going at and see if I can get your feedback, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Thanks.
I've got a whole day ahead of me. It's only 7 a.m.
That's right. We got lots to do. Let's get going.
Okay, guys. Just I have a question for Andrew. Andrew, when you think that you can give some suggestion or rewarding, not necessarily now, I understand that cannot be easy, but when you think that you can submit something that we can discuss about?
Sure. Within the next day or so. Should be no problem.
Sorry?
Within the next day or so. Should be no problem. I'm mindful of not trying to wordsmith on the fly. I don't think that's the best way to use our committee's time. That's all.
Yes.
Can I suggest that, Andrew, you at the same time, you kind of work with Seth and Rob on this, because it would be good to have them involved in it from the get-go?
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, I'll just create a little email chain, and we'll just try and work out some language that way. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. So we have Alan and then Avery. Alan?
Well, Avery seemed to be me first, but I'll say what I'm going to say very quickly. Just to be clear, I was not arguing for or against the intent of this. I was saying I don't know what it means. And I happen to be supportive of bundling, as it turns out. All I'm saying is we should not have a prominent item at the top of the report, which I, as a person who has missed very few of these meetings, don't have a clue what we're asking for. And that was the issue. Thank you.
That was the reason why it was made reference to the board resolution, to tie to it.
Okay. Avery?
Are we moving on?
You raised your hand up, so that's why.
Yeah. And what I'm asking is can I go to a new topic yet?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah,
then moving down to C. Alan had also asked, are we making a spend? It was reduction of registry service related expenses through modifications to guidelines such as. Alan asked, are we making a specific request or just less? Then replace C with EL's text editor. I'm not sure what that was. I need to confirm. Oh, yeah, this is then going to Rob himself speaking, not Alan. And then basically I made a comment based on that thing. I think we had specific recommendations about time, for example, in both MR1 and MR2. And I think we also talked about finding other creative methods. But again, I didn't think we had a specific reduction in fee, though I do remember we talked about one at some point. But I don't think we ever got to the point of having a specific reduction in fee that we were suggesting for a either all SAC applicants or for some portion of them. So, again, I'm not sure that C belongs here, though it belongs somewhere, because we don't have a specific fee reduction we are recommending in this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Alan?
Yeah, the text was replaced from the one I commented on to what Evan had suggested. At least that's what the comment says it was done. I presume that's correct. As worded right now, it is really problematic because it talks about modification to guidelines such as the continuity instrument. Changes to the continuity instrument guidelines is something we've talked about periodically, but at this point I believe is not in the report anywhere. So making reference to something which we know then don't talk about in detail is quite problematic. If I remember the discussion correctly, it was with the intent of changing the continuity instrument from something which would support the a full-blown registry that's actively trying to be a commercial vehicle and get new registrants and make it viable to a continuity instrument which will keep the registry alive and keep domains working and names resolving without any attempt to try to make it a viable business. And the costs of those two things are radically different. We talked about it, but I don't believe it ever made it into words in the document. So if indeed we want that kind of reduced, minimalist continuity instrument, we need to actually mention it and describe it in some level of specificity. Thank you. Something I support, but it hasn't been done, and I'm not the expert on it.
Thank you, Alan. Carlton, did you want to make comment or?
I was going to tell Alan the reason why it ended up that way was that when we asked the question of what would be this reduction in the cost of continuity instrument, what exactly would it cover? You have to. The question was, would you have it cover just these minimal requirements, and what is the charge against those? The answer was, well, we don't know that detail, so it the reference was that we expect that there would be a reduction in cost, but we don't know the detail at this time. That was the answer at the time. So this is probably just a representation. It might be a little bit off, but that was my recollection of how we attempted to justify that reduction.
Okay.
Okay, Avery?
Yeah, thanks. One thing in terms of this issue, and I guess it partly goes into paragraph 2021, where I think we're talking about the same thing.
Yes.
I'm not sure we're talking about the same thing. I think certainly a separate paragraph is a better place to discuss it. Although, or what we need to put in C is what's in 21 and say this is a specific recommendation we're making is that it be a 6 to 12 month obligation, and then if that's a specific recommendation and if, you know, and I think we may have had consensus on that in the past, so that might be worth capturing that way. But I certainly don't think it needs to be C and paragraph 2021. And if there's other content that should be brought out separately, and I don't know what that other content is. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. Alan?
Yeah, paragraph 21 is not what I was referring to. Paragraph 21 says reduce the time of the continuity instrument, but doesn't change the intent of it. What I was suggesting and was discussed earlier, and in fact, Eric said it was a discussion going on in some other group, and I don't remember exactly what group that was, and Eric's not participating at this point. The intent was not a shorter period of time. If we're going to bring a new GTLD into the world and then it's going to die, I think the one thing we don't want to do is to have names not resolve anymore. And 6 months or even 12 months is not a very long time in the life of the Internet. And there is not a large cost to keeping a domain alive, capturing the, you know, what the contents of the registry database is, and running it on a disk somewhere. There's no maintenance. You don't even have to renew names. They just stay there forever, and it will continue to work. There's relatively low costs associated with that. It's not zero, but it's relatively low. And that's what we were talking about earlier, and that's the one that was lost along the way. Thank you.
Gary, you want to reply or to make comment? Gary?
It's probably...
Sorry, I was muted again. I mute off as quickly as I take my hand down. I think then that's fine. I remember that discussion. I don't remember, though, whether that was a recommendation that was global or just for, support-approved applicants or candidates or whatever. But even so, if we're making that recommendation, it doesn't belong here. It may belong in non-financial methods of support if we're suggesting that somebody name continuity. By the way, I disagree with the principle of names not resolving. I'm one of those that says if they fail and go out of business, they fail and go out of business. It's sad, but that's just part of this. But given that there needs to be an instrument, if we have another proposal that is a non-financial solution, then great, we should put it in, but it still doesn't belong here. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Avery. I saw that there was also some discussion in the chat room, and that Andrew is volunteering to give some background work, so to help him and said to work on this section. Okay. Rob,
can I ask a question about the issue of the continuity instrument? Are we agreed that we would not have enough time to delineate in the specific language as how the reductions would be? And so this attempt in 21 to say if you reduce the time for it, you might reduce the cost. That was how it came up about. Is that not enough? I'm asking the question.
Yes, I think Alan and Avery want to answer that. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just point out that if the group were to agree that the reduced continuity of the type I was talking about is something that we want, we don't need to give numeric numbers. We can just say it in words. As Avery has pointed out, not everyone agrees, and maybe the group doesn't agree. But if we believe it as a principle, we don't need to say it must be reduced to $400 a month or $400 a year or whatever the number is. It simply needs to be stated as a concept. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I think it's better to not discuss about numeral suggestion because it will be a discussion itself. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I was going to disagree. I think that if we're saying we've already managed to have a consensus saying it should be reduced for support-approved applicants from 6 to 12 months, that is a financial measure because that's a multiplier on one side of the equation. And I think that Eric's proposal, which I also remember in fair detail, should be put somewhere else in the document because it isn't a financial proposal. It's a workaround for meeting a financial proposal. So it's a different sort of a thing that needs to be brought out separately. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. So do you suggest that we put that what proposed by Eric, or how we can work on that? What kind of workaround are you suggesting?
Okay, yes, I just put my hand back up. Perhaps I'm saying, you know, we turn C into the suggestion about the reduction from 6 to 12 month multiplier, because that's a specific recommendation on a cost reduction that would belong under that heading that I believe this group already had consensus on. I think then we could transform the 2021 section that currently discusses that's further reduction recommended, and maybe reductions isn't the right word, but further, you know, adjustments to financial requirements for new GTLD applicants, and then 21 could be a development of Eric's notion, but certainly done in a straightforward, understandable manner. So that's a concrete suggestion if we're going to keep it in, and then we can attach to 21 whatever our consensus value. Does it have partial consensus? Is there strong support but not consensus? And which I figure is one of those two. There's either strong support but not consensus, or there's partial consensus on it. I don't think Eric's proposal ever got to the point of full consensus, but there certainly was strong support for it, and I leave it up to our co-chairs to figure out after we've described it and talked about it, whether it's strong support or whether it's got partial consensus. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Avery, want to comment? Okay. So, just to clarify, Rob or Seth, do you have any question on this topic? So,
thank you, Rafiq. I'm laughing to myself here because I have substantial questions. Not having been around for Eric's proposal, is there text that I'm just missing, Avery, that is in here right now that is quote unquote Eric's notion, or is that somewhere else?
I don't think it's in here, and I think that that's what part of the point that Alan was making, if I understood, is that it does seem to have gotten lost. There's certainly an immense amount of text in email, but I think that Andrew, who made the offer of saying, I have talked to Eric a lot about this, I think I understand it, and maybe he can help get to the wording, but or there's finding it in some earlier versions, some earlier writings, email. But I don't see it in here, and I think that was the point Alan was making, is that there was a suggestion that got a lot of conversation, had mixed levels of support, that doesn't seem to be reflected in the document.
Avery, just to be clear, this is Andrew. I was talking about the earlier piece around support for IDNs and underserved languages, which is a big issue that he was also supporting, and he and I had had multiple discussions. The chat didn't sequence. That's all. I got.
Oh, okay.
We'd
I thought
already
you were
moved
referring
on.
To this issue. Sorry.
No. But he and I had lots of conversation with the other ones, and so I'm trying to wrap in his thoughts on that. That's all.
Rob, I can probably help you reconstruct some of it, give you pointers if I do a little bit of searching on what that issue is, and maybe help you get some first text for people, although Alan may also be a good one because you know, he was there even more than me.
Thank you. I would note that your recommendation was a conditional one. I think you said that if we decide to put it in, then we need to develop Eric's notion in a straightforward manner. So I think there's still that conditional question whether you all want to do that as a group. Because it sounds like it's going to be somewhat challenging.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Andrew, do you want to comment?
No, sorry, my hand was up from before. Apologies.
Yeah. Can I say that is a challenge that I see here, and with a week tops to go to get this thing finalized, I think we have to call time on this one here. That's my own view.
Well, then, to confirm, Carlton, what I do have clear guidance on at Aubrey's recommendation that everyone seemed to assent to, or at least no one objected to, is to transform C, you know, basically to move the current paragraph 21 into C and have that be reflected as a quote-unquote cost reduction. And then what remains is if anyone can suggest some language for potentially adding some other stuff, great. Or otherwise, as you suggest, the clock is sort of running out on that. Mr. Chairman, can we keep just for purposes of closure on at least this section? Did I miss any guidance on D, 19D? Or did you guys skip from C to 21? Okay, so you skipped D. All right.
Yeah.
Is there a quick resolution to D or not?
I have a comment if you get me, when you get to me.
Okay. So we have Alan and Avery, and we reached 1 hour and a half of this call. Alan, please go ahead.
Okay. On the continuity instrument, I think at the very least we need a statement saying we believe that for the class of applicants we're talking about, the current required continuity instrument is ridiculous, even if we don't provide any answers to it. I think we've spent too much time on it to ignore it and not mention it at all. I personally believe that the full-blown continuity instrument for 6 months makes absolutely no sense at all. We're going to continue a going operation with the hope of selling it to some other thriving business, which is the whole intent of the continuity instrument, and then let it drop off the cliff 6 months later. I think that makes very, very little sense, but that's something we need to put some words around. In terms of the Section D on IPv6, again, the paragraph that I commented on was no longer there and was replaced by Evans. I think the one there is really very fuzzy right now and basically says we should only require people to do what they feel is necessary for the communities that they're serving. And I don't think that addresses the IPv6 issue at all. I cannot see the board and the community backing down on IPv6. I think we need to give them viable ways of addressing it, and people who are more knowledgeable than I have said tunneling will functionally work, and therefore I think we need ways of making sure that these new registries can provide IPv6 in a ugly, perhaps, but acceptable way, acceptable that is functional, and not be, you know, tilting at windmills of trying to stop the board's focus on IPv6 as a future direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Harry?
Yeah, thanks. On the first issue of the continuing instrument, I think before, you know, I think somebody should write it up, and I think we should figure out what level of support we've got for it. On D, I agree, I think, with Alan, I think, that D should just be removed because we've already got the requirement under non-financial support for assistance with the whole tunneling response. And I think, you know, for whatever I think about the IPv6 juggernaut that's being crammed down everybody's throats, it's not something we can do anything about.
Well put.
Okay, that's funny. Laughing. Alan?
No, I was just agreeing.
Okay.
Strongly.
Okay. So, Abby? No? Okay. At least I think for the IPv6, we cannot say that we have full consensus on that. There was, discussion on that topic in the mailing list. Okay, we are more 3 minutes after the end of this call. If there is no further question or comment, maybe we can stop here today. Or also, if there is any other business that you will talk about. So, otherwise, we will adjourn this call for today. Yes, Rob.
Thank you, Rafiq. I'd like to point out that this last half hour was extremely helpful. I think that while it was somewhat confusing to us as staff, we will make an effort and collaborate with Andrew to add some additional text here to clear up these comments. Our goal is to produce revisions based on the discussions that took place today by the end of today so that you guys have another draft to look at. I will preserve the other comments that are not yet resolved. And for your information, there's probably around 10 to 15 substantive comments that you can probably run through in the extra time that you have bought. Can I ask when you intend to have subsequent calls? Are you going to continue on the same schedule and just sort of push off the deadline for completing this by a week? And so does that mean a call Friday and then a call next Tuesday?
Rob, I think we need to discuss about the agenda because the previous planning was made as the deadline is for the end of this month. So we need now to update the agenda for the next, I think, three calls regarding that. So it depends of the latest version that you are working. You will work with on it with SET. So if you can embed and include all these comments and new rewarding, so we can make the review for the next call and continue on that. But if we need more detailed agenda, so we need further discussion later. I think we have the extra call today.
Yes, sir. That's true. I was just thinking for the rest of the working group that's not going to be on your drafting call, whether you're going to have a call on Friday.
Yes, we will have calls. So we are continuing to call anyway.
Can I just say, as far as I'm concerned, we have until next Tuesday to put this to bed. I don't see us going beyond next Tuesday to wrap this up. We're going to have the call after now, the drafting call, immediately after the end of this call, and probably we'll get some of the stuff organized. And I would suppose that we use Friday's call, and I have to apologize, I might be traveling on Friday morning at the time, so I might not be able to join. If I get to Miami early, I'll be able to join, but if I don't, I won't be. It would help if all of these little niggling comments, we kind of get them out of the way on today's drafting call. It would help.
Thank you, Carson. Okay, Rob and Andrew, I think you will have the last call.
Just a quick thing. Carlton, I understand what you're saying about trying to move the typos and wordsmithing out of it, but I think where a lot of people can't make the drafting call And I just want to make sure that we take the things that we really need guidance on and make sure that they still make it into these calls, even if the wordsmithing goes later.
Yes, Andrew, I quite agree. And when I use niggling comments, so niggling is in the sense that they're ticklish. They are substantive, but we need to – they raise a lot of issues. That's what I mean. They raise the issues all over again, and that's what I don't want us to go down that road. That's why I'm thinking that we can use this drafting call to get a substantive agreement from the persons who raise the issues so that we move it along. That's what I meant.
Okay, so I think we can end here, and then I will ask people who are going to attend the extra call to wait. Just maybe we can take like a break of 3 or 5 minutes. It's already late here, and I think it's more late in Australia now. So this call is adjourned for today. Thank you everybody for this work, hard working. We will have to go, I think, for one week more, but we will have a final report, hopefully. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Have a nice day. And see you on Friday.
Thank you, Rafiq. Take care. Could you all just remain on the line for us? Could we just... This is the line we're going to use for the drafting call.
Sir. Carlton?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Andrew. I have a conflict right now. I can't. I'm sorry. I just an hour and a half is about as much as I can do. I will get back to you with the language that I promised in the next day and a half. So if you will just table that for right now and get back to you on that, and we'll take a look at whatever notes you come out of this drafting call with. Okay.
Yes, sir. Good. That's
thanks,
agreed.
Man. I appreciate. I'm sorry. I like to stay on. I'm like a lot of people. I'm just a little full up.
I understand that, but that's important. As long as you can get that bit in,
we'll do.
We will kind of, and run it by Seth and Rob first, eh?
Okay, yeah. We'll
do.
Okay.
Good.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.
Carlton?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Yes, it's Glenn. Carlton, okay, the line's open, and you're going to take a little break?
Actually, no, I was thinking we'd just go straight into it, Glenn.
Okay, fine, good, because the operator has been informed, that's all right.
Yes.
And you want the recording to go on as well, Carlton?
Yes, keep the recording on, yes.
Okay, thanks so much, Carlton. Yes.
Rafiq, you still... Rafiq?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're still in charge, my friend. I'm sorry.
this is
okay.
Afrik. Can somebody tell me, am I supposed to be hearing this or not?
You're supposed to be hearing it, Avery. It's very important for you
to
be
here. Okay, fine. Then I'll stay, since I can.
It's very important for you and Evan and
okay.
And
Tuesdays I can't do it, but I can today.
Oh, lovely. Because the comments, Avery, what I would suggest we do is we give Seth and Rob an opportunity to this, as they usually do, to say what they hear and what we are asking for, and then could we just go look to the comments, and between the several of us that are on here, Cheryl is on. I hope she is. She usually is very useful, very good at kind of stepping down the middle here of some of these things. Can we just go to them and get them out of the way? I think it would help the others since, most of the substantive discussion is in this small group. Maybe we can get those out of the way, the ones that are still lingering. Would that be useful?
I'm sorry, Carlton, were you talking to Seth and me?
Yes, Rob. I think I will give you an opportunity to do your usual feedback, and then we close off that, and then if we could just go to some of the comments that are left with this
sure.
small group here, and just work them through.
Certainly happy to do that. Depending on who's on the call, folks may be able to answer certain ones. And if we can't, then we can skip them and at least, you know, try to drill down a little bit. How much
right.
time do we have?
I think we have at least 40 minutes.
Okay. I think today's call went well in terms of looking at certain sections. You made a clear decision with respect to the FAQs. Seth can clarify my interpretation of our IM conversations that he's in a position to go ahead and move forward with setting up a wiki page so that we have a link and things like that. I think the management of that page and things that come subsequent to the webinar and the rest will be back in Carla's capable hands. But that seemed like very clear direction from the working group, so we can proceed with that plan and pull the FAQs out of this final report document. There didn't seem to be a tremendous amount of interest in the background section, but we're going to go back through and clean, purge, add, the various things Carol suggested in terms of making sure the links work, filling in any of the areas that are in terms of citations or notice certain places where we just realize that the document continues to be in a state of flux, so we aren't putting in at paragraph X, because you see in a couple of places we put in at paragraph X and then the paragraph numbers change. And sort of somewhat of a state of flux. I think you had some general good discussions and folks were glad somewhat to have some additional time to go through this, and I think the time can be well spent in terms of further polishing and dealing with some of these comments that we haven't had a chance to get to. Finally, and I'll confess that this financial support and the edits here are somewhat challenging. If Eric were on the call, I would say this. That is the notion of pulling some of his brilliant thought into a straightforward, very pithy statement. Challenge for Seth and I, having not been on those previous calls, and so we cruise and Avery's offer of some support there. But my suspicion is you guys are going to end up with just the revisions to C. That's 19C. Going to be D, and then paragraphs 20 and 21. That's my instinct at present. Makes it more streamlined. I think
I don't know why I'm having
Rod, you're cutting out badly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, I don't know why that is. I'm literally 6 inches from the phone. I hear clicking in the background. I don't know if that's from someone else's line.
Yes, I hear the clicking myself.
Yes. That's not from my line. I'll repeat the last little bit there. I think the challenge is sort of what does this A financial support cost reductions end up looking like. I think it ends up looking like a much more streamlined section in which we rewrite C, as Avery suggested, you know, basically pulling in the concept of paragraph 21. And then it seems to me that D, there was consensus that D disappears, and then absent some, you know, brilliant last-minute recitation of Eric's previous thoughts, that sort of doesn't make it into the final version. If someone comes up with something over the next several days, that's fantastic, and we can plug that back in.
Guys, this is Evan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know that I seem to be the only one that is still supporting something to try and bring across the intent of D. But have we truly given up on trying to give support to candidates without making them dependent on the fund in terms of the IPv6 rollout? I mean, I heard the word juggernaut, and yeah, this is a matter of maybe, you know, trying to light a candle in the wind in advance of, you know, this overwhelming public, you know, common wisdom that you can't do anything to block the inevitable and quick rollout of IPv6. But who are we kidding? You know, if right now somebody is in a community, especially in the developing world, where this kind of thing is going to be found, you know, do they have the infrastructure to roll out IPv6 at the very beginning? You know, that might end up being one of those costs that almost becomes a deal breaker, it seems to me. And so, you know, maybe D as it's currently worded doesn't belong there. But can we really absolutely be silent that candidates are up to the whims of the fund to be able to figure out if they can meet the IPv6 requirements?
Evan, this is Rob. When I said that was coming out, I interpreted the working group's discussion that it was handled well elsewhere. And you've got three full paragraphs at 48, 49, and 50 that talk about IPv6 support. So my interpretation of your discussion wasn't that you aren't mentioning it in the final report, but that it just didn't fit in with paragraph 19.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm looking at 48 and 49 now. Like, for instance, I'm looking at 49, and already, you know, well, this will be a difficult decision for the ICAM board to make. You know, we're already doing second-guessing. You know, I really, really dislike wording that sort of tries to say, well, we know this is what you want, but, you know, we're here to make recommendations of what we think is in the best interest of candidates. If the board is going to override us, the board is going to override us, and we can't do anything about that. But doing, you know, this kind of second-guessing and well, we know this is what you want, and, we, you know, getting into the second-guessing and mind-reading, to me, that kind of tone does not belong in a document like this. You know, to me, I'm okay with taking out D, but 49 needs an overhaul because I really, really hate that kind of mind-reading kind of wording.
I agree with you there, Alan, was saying if you excise that mind-reading bit, it would work. And I think it would say all that we need to say.
Well, do you understand what I mean by the mind-reading tone?
Yeah. I mean, it gives them I know what you mean by that. And as I read this now, I see what you're saying. Just jump out at you.
Rob, do you get it, too?
I understand.
Get into this, please.
Yeah, don't ask me. I'll let the working group members.
Rafik is.
Pardon me?
Rafik, you still with us?
I think it was Alan wanted to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the absence of a chair, I'll simply talk.
The chair is there. He was just muted, but.
Sorry, okay.
Carry on there, Alan. Rafik is on now.
Thank you. Evan, you started off as saying we shouldn't say that we can't stop the juggernaut of IPv6 deployment. We don't need to stop it. It's stopped. You know, there are significant problems. We know there are. What I believe we are not going to stop is the ICANN intent to try to push IPv6 because of the issues. And at this point, if we're looking to save costs from new registries, I think we should be fighting that they shouldn't have to implement the extensible protocol with registrars because there are other ways of doing it, and that's a bloody expensive thing to implement. But we're not. We're not taking core parts of registry requirements and saying, don't do it because these guys are poor and maybe they can get around it. On IPv6, there are some real issues of not having access in some places, or the expertise not being available, and I think those are what we should address. I think the solution, the viable solutions, without having to try to either mind read or change the direction of elephants which are moving, is to provide pass-through type capabilities, whether it's tunneling or whatever, and to provide expertise and perhaps financial help if finances is the issue of getting IPv6 support. So it's expertise, financial help if necessary, and tunneling if that's an appropriate way where access is just not physically available. I don't
Alan,
think we
I'm
need
not
to go into more than that.
You.
Thank you.
And like I just said, I'm okay with taking out that D section, and I'm just suggesting a slight reworking of 49 to take out the mind-reading tone of it.
That's fine with me. The mind reading was only put in because other people were saying, were asking for what I believe was impossible.
Yeah.
And there's
Avery.
There's no point in us flogging really
yeah.
dead horses.
Okay, quickly. So we've already decided that we will take out D, so I don't have to argue for why taking out D anymore. And I'm totally
yeah,
in
so
favor
yeah, we
of
take
getting
out
rid
D.
of... Right, and I'm totally in favor of getting rid of weasel words wherever they are in the thing. I think somebody going through and excising every single weasel word would be just fine and make our recommendations flat without any, oh, but please, sir. So, yeah.
Do you understand my point about 49?
Yes. That's what she said.
Okay.
I call them weasel words. You call them something else.
Okay. So we're good on that. It's
we will do weaseling effort on that paragraph.
Oh, okay.
So 49 will be appropriately unweaseled.
Yes.
Well,
Seth,
we'll make the effort, and you'll tell us whether we did a good job.
Seth, you listening?
Yes, I am, Carlton. Thank you.
Okay. So you don't have anything you want to add here, Seth?
Yeah, Olivier's had his hand up for a while, though.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, hi, this is Olivier. I agree with unweaseling that paragraph, definitely. My views on IPv6 are completely opposed to Alan's and to some extent Avery's, but let's not get into one of these debates because we'll spend hours on it. Thanks.
Thank you, Olivier. Appreciate that, sir. Cheryl? Cheryl still on? No, Cheryl's not on? Okay. All right. So we got that one sorted out. Can we move to the other one? Rob, were you complete with your bit up? Because that we got to the part of addressing the comments in the flow of what you were saying.
Yes, sir. I mean, and that finished my summary. If you now would like to turn to some and that was very helpful guidance on 49, so we've added that to our list.
Right.
If you would like to then move just to, you know, in the time allotted, just start addressing additional comments, we can just go through the document. There's not another comment until page 16, paragraph 37.
Yes. Let's do that.
Okay. Let me read the comment and then let you all react to it. I'm sorry, Aubrey, go ahead.
On that decision, I guess that the comments that I put into the comment site aren't in this document yet. Is it worth my bringing those up now, or do you want to wait
until
later? Yes,
Aubrey, please bring them up right
okay,
now.
Okay, in which case I have one at paragraph 33.
Great. Paragraph
37 was your next.
Let's do that first.
Right, yeah. Basically, the only thing I had here is at the end, it talks about our deferred to cover the cost of application fee reductions for support-approved candidates, and I just figured since we also mentioned elsewhere that it can be used to augment the fund or foundation,
we should probably mention
that second use here as well.
Yes,
and the note I wrote was, is it also worth mentioning that beyond this use, auction funds could be added to the money available to the yet-to-be-established foundation.
Yes, that is. It is worthwhile putting it there. We had lots of discussion
right.
around
I just
that.
Wanted to give the wording I had put in my comment. That's all.
Thanks, Aubrey. We'll go back and capture that.
Right, and then I had something to add to your 37 comment, so I'll wait for that.
Thank you. And just another housekeeping note. Carlton and Alan had already submitted some comments. I've interpreted those as mainly just straight edits, and in what I was able to glean from them, they did not change the substance, but were only direction at cleaning things up. So that's why I'm skipping the 37, because I didn't see anything else that was...
Yes, sir, you're quite right. It was a substantive change. It's just changing the wording a little bit.
Okay, and one other thing, and I'm sorry I skipped it. You had made a comment, Carlton, on the call a little bit ago about staggered fees and renewed a pitch to take out a reference to staggered fees. I did not interpret that as getting, you know, any support. So my interpretation is that staggered fees stay.
Yes, sir. You didn't get it's not been supported.
Okay. Thank you. Paragraph 37, I just asked this question because I wanted to be clear about the previous discussions that you all had that I listened in on. And what I asked was in reference specifically to the last sentence of paragraph 37, where we say only qualified support-approved candidates would benefit from these mechanisms. I asked, can you all please confirm that, because I heard different things on the call and wasn't sure what the consensus was.
Yeah, Alan, I can speak.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, we're certainly not talking about making any recommendations for the general applicant. So any recommendation we make is for supported applicants, in my mind.
Yes.
The trouble I had with leaving this one in as it is worded is that the staggered fees were always in relation to the rebates that would be given if an application was not successful. And it's not clear to what extent there will be rebates if a supported application is not successful, and therefore the staggering is very much a fuzzy issue in my mind. And that's why I was questioning whether we should leave it in as it's worded right now. I can live with it, but it's a little bit awkward. Thank you.
Alan took us back briefly to paragraph 22, Carlton. So I guess if you can live with it,
that's fine. Alan raised the issue. I think it's a clarification. Alan's quite right that it was intended to, it was linked to, strongly linked. I would say not casually linked, but strongly linked to the rebating notion, as I recall. So I don't have a disagreement with Alan on that. What he's thrown into the ring is whether or not we shouldn't reflect that notion in the paragraph on staggered fees. And I'm perfectly happy to hear, because that's my recollection. My recollection that staggered fees was linked, not casually, but it was linked to the rebate option.
I'm getting confused at this point where we are.
You raised the issue of staggered fee?
Yeah,
and
sorry. I may have raised that incorrectly. Sorry.
Okay. We are agreed that it's only support-approved candidates would benefit from the mechanisms.
Okay. I'm not sure why, when I did this review, I linked it to staggered fees. I don't see the relevance at this point in time.
Oh, we just assumed that you had backed it because it was a Chad.
No,
and
I really
position on the staggered fees.
Sorry.
But I think you are right in saying that maybe what you need to do is to make it very clear that the staggered fee was just not sitting out there on its own.
But I don't think this comment is in relation to staggered fees. I think that was incorrect right now, and I'm not quite sure what. I need to read it again. Why don't we let Avery talk?
Avery, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I'm still on 37 with the qualified support-approved candidates would benefit. And I agree that the mechanisms defined for fee reduction in this section are only applicable to support-approved candidates. What I'm concerned about, and so maybe it can be cleared with just a clarification of the sentence, is that, for example, the fund could give money to non-support-approved candidates. And as if somebody submits a proposal for a way to provide a service to many applicants, and they are not themselves an applicant. Now, that doesn't specifically refer to the mechanisms in use of, I mean, you know, so that's the problem I have with that sentence, is that certainly fee reductions only apply to them. And what we wanted to say is, and this is the part that's difficult to get said, is if a applicant is applying for money from the foundation to build for their own registry's purposes. In other words, they want to borrow money because they're a registry and they need to buy some hardware, and it's not a wider proposal. Then it's only two SACs that it's proposable. So for the individual applicant, it is true that only support-approved applicants as applicants can get aid through SARP approval. But others could, who weren't applicants and who weren't asking for the money for their own applications purposes, could still submit a proposal that benefited many applicants.
Okay.
I understand it's hard to say, but there's a distinction there. Thanks.
I think I understand what you said. Let me see if I say. If you had a sentence that says, where funds are funds available to the foundations may be otherwise attached.
Well, yeah, I can almost see two sentences. One of them that says, insofar as fund requests pertain solely to a single applicant, that applicant must be a support-approved candidate. Insofar as proposals referred to services that may benefit multiple applicants,
right.
You know, those are permitted as well. Obviously, the sentence is not right. But those are the two ideas that, right. And Seth and Rob, does that answer your question? Are you clear on this distinction that I've been trying to make? I'm not sure everybody agrees with it.
I'm going to muddy the water before, so we may want to hear from me before you ask them that.
Okay.
We've now had an issue that's the first one that I would file a minority report over if I don't agree with what it says. We are advocating that a foundation be created because we believe it is a necessary requirement to be able to use funds from auctions and things like that, foundation or equivalent, because we believe it's an essential way of supporting the applicants that our business is to support. I very strongly believe that such a foundation is needed anyway, even if we never had this discussion. And there are a whole bunch of things that in its lifetime, which could last decades, it might do.
Yeah.
And I do not believe it is our job at all to try to restrict what it could do. Now, if someone wants to fund lollipops in lollipop-deprived areas because we believe if people suck on lollipops, they will use the Internet better, that the foundation could do.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, okay.
If the group that wants to give out lollipops happens to also be applying for a GTLD, so be it. All we're talking about is that a foundation should be created and its funds should be available to use to support applicants under this program. I don't believe we should say anything else about what it can or cannot fund.
I think we almost still agree. My point was about using it for their own application, for their own registry build-out, whereas what you said is that an applicant who happened to also be wanting to do something for the public good of eating lollipops, you know, it can be any applicant. And what I think is, since we are recommending this, we are making a recommendation to the foundation that when considering requests from applicants.
That
they should be SARP approved if they pertain solely to the
application. Yes.
Right. So I think we're sort of agreeing.
Yeah, I mean, if X says, I want some money to help me build my application. By the way, as part of this, I intend to try to build a general registry for Africa or registrar for Africa or whatever. That's a valid thing for the fund to consider, not under this process.
Yes.
This process is solely to support applications and applicants under the new GTLD program. That's not to preclude the fund doing other things in parallel with it, even in the same time frame, and even to the same target audience, but not in support of their applications.
So can we just have a sentence that says, this does not preclude the fund from engaging in other mechanisms that might be worthwhile?
Yeah, I think that said earlier on, actually. I don't remember for sure.
So we leave it. We leave it at that. If you say that sentence, would you not be okay with that, Avery? Because I understand what your
Are we dropping this last sentence?
No, we're not dropping the last sentence.
Okay, we're clarifying it.
You're clarifying it, right? So we say while qualified support would benefit from these mechanisms. The fund, we would not preclude, the working group would not preclude the fund engaging in other support activities. Something of that nature. Would that work?
I'm lost at this point. I would need to see it.
Okay, well, we'll take a shot at it, and then I'll just flag that this is an area that you'll look at. I mean, we'll make sure when we produce redline and cleans that you clearly see what the red lines are.
Right.
This has been very helpful, though, and I think the key element there that really helped me is that it's only qualified
support. The benefits are not only for support-approved candidates from the fund. Others could benefit from it. That's the idea.
But we're only talking about this program.
Yeah.
But we're not restricting it from doing other things.
We're not restricting it from doing other things. That's what we want to get into here. So you can put the words in Rob.
I'd really like to hear what Rob thought he understood.
Well, I thought I understood it. Then here we have the last couple sentences. Give me 30 seconds to sort of work it through in my head and spit it out to you, and then see if this makes sense. The idea is, and I'm sorry if I go back to my own 101 here, the idea is that there was an overall expectation that the working group comes up with this foundation concept, or as Alan says, a like-type mechanism. This foundation does two things. One, it manages this program according to the recommendations that the working group is outlining in this final report. The foundation also has another life to it, or can have a broader life in which it also funds additional programs. That doesn't take away from anything you're saying here. What you're saying is, in addition, you know, some of these the foundation can participate in additional activities that are of benefit to the internet community.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too broad a statement?
Yes. This is Aubrey. If I can add to what you said, yes, to the internet community, and I think the piece that Alan and I were sort of agreeing on but having trouble doing so is that it can even benefit the applicants in this round.
Yes, who are not support-approved applicants.
Exactly. Right? It just needs to be a general thing. So, yeah, I think I think that is it.
Yep.
Okay. give it our best shot and look to you all for approval. Thank you.
Is it reasonable to say that even the things that the fund is meant to fund are meant to be of indirect benefit to supported applicants? So in other words, it's one thing to say, okay, there's two facilities. One is to give money to the supported applicants to help them do what they're doing. But the other component of this is giving to other efforts that will also reduce the barriers to entry of supported applicants, but it might also help others. So we're talking about two different levels. So there's a direct contribution that is the fund will give money to applicants, and then there's the indirect, meaning the fund can give money to other efforts that will reduce the barriers to entry of certain applicants. Is that not a reasonable way to put this?
I think so. I think it goes, though, there is the third option, which is, and the fund could decide to do something that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, this round of applications. It could be preparing itself for who knows what for the second round. So there's other things it can do. But in relation to this program, I think your A and B are exactly. The indirect and direct is a good explanatory mechanism.
Yeah, and I don't even think that we have to put in a time or a round restriction on what we're talking about.
No, there's no time or round restriction. Just an example.
But this is with relation to this.
But can
program.
We go to Alan?
Yeah, if this foundation wants to support university research in alternatives to the DNS process, then that is a completely viable thing for ICANN to fund. If it wants to see fund a university chair in esoteric uses of internet domain names, that's something it could fund. It has nothing
to
do
with
ECLD.
I support.
Yes. I agree. We. I think we're agreeing.
Outside, let's not lose that because that's an important issue
that made the resolution.
Yeah, I think that is accepted, Alan.
And I intend to apply for money in both of those areas.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Rob, you're with us on this.
Yes, sir. I think we have some good direction there. Before we go forward, and I apologize, we can take a quick step back because one of the concerns I have, as I have shared with Seth, is sometimes edits do raise potential issues. And I misspoke earlier, Carlton, when I said that all of your comments and all of Alan's additional ones here were non-substantive. One of your comments did cause me to pause, and I would like to get confirmation from the drafting team as to our correct understanding. If you could all look back at paragraph 27, I believe it is. And Carlton, you can help me a bit with this. You asked for some edits. We were talking about the makeup of this working group to advise ICANN about the creation of the foundation. And we were calling it the Board Foundation Recommendation Working Group. And paragraph 27 says, the working group recommends that members of this Board Foundation Recommendation Working Group be drawn from, you know, all of the ICANN supporting organizations. You made an edit to suggest that it was not the Board Foundation Recommendation Working Group, but the foundation of the board. And so I want to take a pause and go back to that to either confirm your understanding or mine. Because mine was from your discussions that first you all talked about the makeup of the working group that was going to be advising ICANN. Then in later paragraphs you actually talk about something different. But I want to confirm the understanding, the consensus understanding of paragraph 27. And I'd probably completely
that works for me. This is Avery. Your 27 works for me. I mean, that's kind of what I thought we were doing.
Okay, so I don't want to call you out on this, Carlton, other than you seem to have a different interpretation. I just want to...
Yes, my interpretation was a little different, Rob, but I I'm going to be... I don't want to reopen this. I am guided. right? It's,
okay.
It's a working group. That is the issue here.
Yeah, the because that
foundation.
Group will then right. That group will then determine what the board does. I mean,
yes.
what the foundation looks like. That's,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't think
yes.
we're getting into that at all.
Yes. So it's my mistake, Rob. I overanalyzed it.
Okay. Thank you for being open to that discussion, Carlton. I appreciate it. Aubrey, since I didn't have the benefit of being able to print out your wiki comments and didn't have the time to annotate Alan's version, and Alan, by the way, I'm now on 48 hours without power, not just 10.
oh, really? I didn't realize you were in power.
Where are you, Rob, in New York?
No, Washington, D.C., the suburbs
of
Washington.
Lord.
Yes. Pepco is famous for its incompetence.
Yes, I live in Alexandria.
I can't get home, but I have power.
Well, and so with that caveat, Aubrey, the next comment I have is not until paragraph 52. Do you have anything between 37 and 52?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. I think I had one at 42. Now, let me see. Oh, yeah, that last sentence. Most foundations and donors do not have sufficient Internet governance-related expertise to make proper individual grants to our support candidates. I found that a really problematic statement. We shouldn't go around judging what talents they do or don't. I think, though, that we were talking about the relevance of a SARP recommendation to those funders as well because of the work that will have been done and so on. So, you know, I agree that we want to try and bring donors in to the fund, and I think that external donors would also, that don't want to come into the fund, should be guided by SARP recommendations if they care. It's at least part of their stuff. But I don't think we should go around talking about the expertise they don't have.
Agreed. Strike it.
Delete the sentence?
Yes.
I would.
Okay.
Strike it. Good catch.
So, yeah, the first sentence is fine. Yes. I mean, that's what it does. They can give one check, and then they don't have to deal with it. And so, yeah, that's great. So
Let's
that was
strike the second
there.
Sentence, beginning most foundations.
And besides, I don't think the sentence was right anyway. It's not clear that the skill they would need would be Internet governance-related expertise.
Nope.
That's true, too, yes.
No.
I mean, and the sentence without that is probably true for us also, that we don't have the expertise, but we're doing it anyway.
Okay. My next comment was B, just before 44, where you say support or relief. And that was a glossary clarification. I think support is good. I think relief is problematic. But you
okay,
asked
so
a question. I gave an answer.
Yeah, and thanks. And this was a much earlier comment. I think this was a Carla one. So you're just commenting that this it remains non-financial support, period.
I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
The question was there, so I answered it. At 45A, I got a little confused in this. I think, for example, the notion of 45A and the note I had, not sure I agree with this. People could start doing this any time, and they don't need to be, you know, and the need won't be dissipated until April 30. Oh, okay. So people were saying, oh, it's already so late, but he needs application.
That was
right
the intent, that
anymore.
It was late.
Right, but... you know, some people are going to finish writing their applications, you know, not recommended, but on April 29th. And so assistance will be needed until then. So, A, I don't think, you know, we necessarily need to wait until the whole report is approved before this aid starts. And second of all, I think it's going to be needed for at least another 6-7 months. So I think there's time for it.
So are you suggesting that the parenthetical disappear?
Yeah, I would say yes. Just get rid of, you know, the parenthetical because, yeah.
How about due to timing, this support may be problematic for the first round, period?
Because it's within the context of this. It's within the context of this working group recommendations.
I think this is a non-financial support. I think as soon as the wiki is built, showing the kinds of mix and matching, I think there's plenty of time to help people write their applications. Even the people that I know that are money bag people are still just writing their application questions and answers now. I mean, that activity has basically just started. Most people, I mean, they're
waiting for
the next guidebook before you can, until the next guidebook comes out, you can actually only have a maybe draft because you really don't know the question you're being asked yet.
I agree with you.
It's not late.
We can strike it just for closure.
Let's put it this way. As a contractor, I'm still hiring myself out, helping people write applications. So I think in terms of our pro bono service, there's still lots of opportunity.
Right, because you would potentially say you would do it for free for some applicants who couldn't otherwise afford it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's what this non-financial support is doing the same thing some of us are doing as consultants for people with bags of money for free for others.
Okay, great. I will strike the parenthetical and change un to of in the paragraph 45.
Yeah. My next comment was on D, which was the one about for registries located in IP where V6 connectivity is limited or unavailable, ICANN will facilitate support. And my indication there was I'm not sure how ICANN facilitates. Certainly a commitment to encourage support from V6 providers since it's forcing the decision requiring V6 seems reasonable, but I'm not sure what kind of facilitation is within ICANN's remit. So I was looking for words like encourage, promote, whatever, but facilitation, unless we could say what we mean by facilitate, I had problem with that as the word.
And should will be should, or is will fine?
I think it has to be should or must, but we can't, we're putting out requirements, we're not being descriptive, we're being normative.
Right.
And will is kind of like a normative, I mean, is a descriptive.
So ICANN should encourage support from IPv6 providers to provide IPv6, blah, blah, blah.
I think it could even go stronger. It could promote.
Promote,
you know.
Promote.
Promote, okay.
Should promote. ICANN should promote.
Okay.
Okay, then at H, I was just asking, is it still the case? I thought they were translating it. Oh, no, in all scripts and allowed for IDNs. Never mind, my question was stupid. Of course we're not.
Okay, and then I did. Okay.
Right. And then I didn't have anything again until I think support from third parties facilitated. That's an unnumbered paragraph between 47 and 48. So I guess it's part of 47. Although it seems like that would be difficult, but.
Pool of collected.
Yes, support from. Then there was. Someone had marked this as unclear. Do we mean the page where entities willing to provide assistance can be listed? If yes, maybe we should be more specific. And then I say, I think yes, and I agree this should be more explicit. I think the wiki is a start, but I would be looking for a function for like a clearinghouse / matchmaker, i.e. something active.
Yeah, I think at some point I put in an edit a matchmaking list. But
yes.
But
why don't we just call it a clearinghouse?
Okay. So are you thinking then that there is an introductory paragraph right in there under support for third parties facilitated by ICANN?
Yes, and we said ICANN.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be good. Something that explains
what we
talks
mean.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on that. And by the way, there's still, and this is something we made a conscious decision on, because of the formatting and ultimately looking at a table of contents, we did not break out in a lot of these headings, whether it was A or B or subpart something else yet. And once it all comes together, then we can do that. So that's why you've got some things are bolded and some things are not.
Okay.
But that's part of the final proofing.
Right. Moving right along.
My next thing was an answer to a question Andrew asked in 52.
Okay, let's, because we have some before then.
Okay.
I just want to confirm, and we kind of skipped it. We skipped 47D, where I think, again, this was Carla, had flagged the term underserved markets and said, underserved markets, developing economies, et cetera, consistency with glossary. So I guess there, just to acknowledge, if we will go back and make sure that we're using the same terminology there.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then just also to confirm, although it wasn't a flagged comment, previously in this call we talked about cleaning up the weasel words, de-weaseling paragraph 49.
Yes.
We'll do that. Okay. And then, yes, next, Aubrey, is the...
52 is responding to Andrew Mack's question of, because it had mentioned the ITU Wiki, and, of course, and not sure why we're calling this particular. And really, when it was being written, that was the first example that came to my mind. What I think is there should be a set of examples here. You know, the ITU Wiki is probably not the right one anymore, but... you know, whether it's the cocoa or the whatever, there should probably just be an example, perhaps bulleted list of some of the examples of information places that, you know, just so this is clear. And that's for example, there are a couple efforts undergoing at the moment where people are giving template answers to the questions. There are places that are giving descriptions of how to build a V6 tunnel. There may be places that are giving descriptions of how to roll your own registry, how to do your own back end, et cetera. So if we can just somehow, maybe it's not an explicit list, but an implicit list defining, like the things I just said, you know, sites that give help in answering questions. Sites that explain how to build IPv6 tunnels, sites that explain how to create a registry, something like that is what I meant. As opposed to just an ITU Wiki, which, you know, is probably happening, but is just one example of that kind of thing.
Guys, on that note, sorry, I got a hard stop at 1:30, so I'll follow up by email.
Yes, I have to run. I mean, but I really would like to get through the next two little bits. So from my reading, Rob, there's about 7 other comments that are here.
I'm quickly counting. We've got down 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, just about 15.
Okay.
Guys, but we've made good progress. So maybe we just...
And so I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Evan.
All right, Evan. Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Maybe the approach, Carlton, is just to continue to do this in the calls remaining, because I think we're making, you know, as we go through this, you guys are doing a great job coming up with suggestions. It's simply a matter of getting you to, as a group, be able to focus on them. So, I mean, if you just, as your agendas... For the remaining calls, it could be simply just to go through and flag these.
All right, because I think we have to call it right now.
Sure. What I will do is, again, as I indicated, I will keep these in. And yeah. So in the next version, and Seth and I hope to have something done by, you know, midnight tonight or early tomorrow morning, another draft version, and then perhaps you and Rafiq could ask working group members to just, you know, add to the comments.
Okay.
And that would be a way to be more efficient with the future conversations. But this was great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I think we have to call it now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.